When Nicole Klee opens up her locker, it's immediately clear there's no wasted space.
This is my AP Chem binder.
It doesn't fully fit in it.
It doesn't fully fit because it's too big.
Klee is a junior at Franklin Central High School. She has a full schedule. She's a soccer player, participates in student council, and takes several advanced classes.
I keep my chemistry notes in the back.
The course load is trying at times, but it pays off. The 16-year-old is ranked 38th out of more than 700 in her class. But Klee recently wanted to add another thing to her plate, a part-time job.
I think there's a lot of people who feel pressured to get jobs so that they can pay for a car and to go out and do things.
Her parents offer her money, but for Klee, it's about independence. Ultimately, though, it just wasn't doable. When Klee really looked at it, there simply weren't enough hours in the day.
You don't have time for all of that, and you need to pick things that are important to you and things that will help you in the long run. And for me, that was sports and school.
The challenge is clear. Klee is just too busy. Although some students don't have an option and need an income or to save for college, studies show Klee isn't alone. 75% of teens were working jobs in the 1970s. That dropped to around 55% in 2014. Tim Siegert, the director of counseling at Franklin Central, says students are busier than ever, and preparing for the next level is getting more rigorous.
Because those admission standards are getting more stringent, parents are even saying, we want you focused more on taking a heavier course load, focusing more on extracurricular activities too, whether it be a sport, band, volunteer service.
Siegert says there are clear pros and cons to teens working part-time jobs. Colleges are looking for well-rounded students, and working a job shows good time management and discipline. But in turn, a student's academics can suffer. Indiana Commissioner for Higher Education, Teresa Lubbers, says other research shows college undergrads who work 20 hours or less are more likely to have a higher GPA.
If you work, closer over 20 hours, then it is a challenge. Less than 20 hours, it may be an advantage.
The key is balance, and officials say there are other ways besides working a part-time job to acquire the skills college admissions are looking for.
What you need to do is find a way to distinguish your academic career by other supplemental experiences that say who you are and what you're committed to doing and what kind of a student or what kind of an employee you would be.
This right here is our game field.
Klee's mom, Shane Long, logs a lot of time on the soccer fields, just watching her daughter play. She says her daughter regularly spends up to 12 hours a day at school, sometimes more.
I tell her all the time, being kind and being a good student, that's your job. That's what you are expected to do. And she learns respect. She learns multitasking. She learns all of those things in school and on the soccer field.
Higher education officials say instead of working a job, high schoolers can try to align their activities with what they want to do in the future. The problem, though, it's rare that a high schooler knows that answer. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lindsay Wright.